Welcome to Short Take. Director, actor and writer Lukas Nattrath studied film directing at the Hamburg Media School. With his short film Mit im Bund, he was invited to the Next Generation Short Tiger program of German films at the Cannes Film Festival in 2018. His graduation film Kipper screened at over 50 film festivals and received the European Civis Media Prize and the Studio Hamburg Young Talent Award for Best Short Film, among others. Lukas' first feature film, the tragic comedy One Last Evening, won the First Look Award at the Locarno Film Festival 2022 and premiered in the Tiger competition of this year's International Film Festival Rotterdam. For One Last Evening, he also won the Max Ophüls Award for Best Director in 2023. Lukas, who has also appeared as an actor in many formats, is currently developing new projects for the cinema. He has been selected as one of German Film's Face-to-Face Ambassadors 2023. We talked to Lukas via video call for this interview. Hi, Lukas. Thank you for joining us today. A podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Yes, I'm ready.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Curious, slightly nervous.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Going to the cinema with really good friends and watching inspiring, great films. And then afterwards, going to a bar and discussing and debating over and analyzing these great films, preferably over some beer.
Okay. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I watch too many YouTube videos about about American political scandals sometimes, like on late night talk shows, because American politics, I think, is so fascinating and can be wildly entertaining. Mm-hmm. But then
it's a lot of drama.
Exactly. A lot of drama, and drama with characters that are like movie characters. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes from an absurd modern Shakespeare play or something. But then afterwards, I think I could have just watched one video instead of five or seven.
What is the favorite job you've done? And not necessarily film or work related.
Well, yes, it would be film related for me. It's, I would say my first feature film directing, mm-hmm. Letzter Abend, One Last Evening, and being on set with these wonderful actors. But then I wouldn't really call it a job, because on the one hand, I didn't get paid for it.
Okay.
Because it was such an independent production and we produced it ourselves on a shoestring budget. But also because, without wanting to sound too melodramatic, so much more than a job. It was one of the most fulfilling experiences I've ever had. And we shot it in just 7 days.
Oh my.
So yeah, it was such a crazy creative rush from everyone involved. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for job, maybe I was, before film school, an intern at a film production company. Okay. And I had to make coffee and clear out the dishwasher, but I also was able to read scripts and give my notes on them. Mm-hmm. And it was in London, and it was such an inspiring atmosphere, and I could witness how they produced films with director Steve McQueen or Jean Bean, and they made me really feel like a part of it. So that was a wonderful job.
Okay. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
The shared sense of humor and maybe a similar ability to, or a similar way to reflect on the world and on the absurdities that happen to us in daily life.
Okay. What is your favorite, possibly German, but doesn't have to be, favorite food?
Wiener Kalbsschnitzel mit Kartoffelbrei und Preiselbeeren.
Okay, my, I can tell there's an Austrian theme going on. In the past, I think, 4 or 5 interviews, there's always been some Austrian food in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's, you know, we've had schnitzel and Kaiserschmarrn.
That's good because actually my grandmother, she's Bavarian. She's the best at making it, but also a good friend of mine who's also a great actor, Nikolai Gemmel, he makes really good Wiener Schnitzel. So, yeah. It's fitting that it's Austrian.
Absolutely. I can totally agree with that. If you weren't a director, what would you be?
I think it would be very difficult for me to be anything but a filmmaker. I sort of can't help being a storyteller in some way. Mm-hmm. But if I was forced to be something else, I think I would be a journalist, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're not forcing anyone to do that.
Thank you so much. I'm glad.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
To fly or to teleport myself, because then I could be on time in a less stressful way for appointments. I would just fly there and not be stuck in traffic or wait for the bus.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe as an audience member as well.
Yeah, as an audience member, I would say watching Parasite for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was at its German premiere at the Filmfest München. Yeah. And it was just after the film had been shown in Cannes and won the Palme d'Or. And there was this buzz for the film. And the audience was packed, and there were a lot of people from Korea also in the audience, mm-hmm. who, of course, got every nuance of the language and the jokes, and they were laughing so much, and they made me much more alert to the film. And people were screaming at the great plot twist. So it was such a thrill to watch this film with this audience, and mm-hmm. such a roller coaster ride. And I still love this film so much. And then afterwards, there was a Q&A and Bong Joon-ho was there.
Oh,
and okay. I got to ask him a question, and I asked him about his screenwriting process. And at that point, I was in a tricky place because it was after film school, and I was writing a lot of stuff, but I didn't know if it was any good. And I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to make the films that I want to make, let alone my first feature film.
Yeah.
And he must have sensed something about that. I don't know. He gave me great advice about screenwriting. But then he said, oh, from your question, I can see you're a very fine screenwriter. But just relax and go on writing and wait for the good ideas. They will come. And tonight you can just go out and drink beer. And that's what I did. I drank beer with one of my best friends, Sebastian Doppelbauer, and with him, 1 year later, I did my first feature film. So it all worked out.
Yes. Perfect. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen.
And how do you like it?
I love it. It's fantastic. I've loved all of his books, but I think this is really a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. He is so relentless in depicting the hopes and the longings and the failures and the delusions of human beings, mm-hmm. and the way that we people build up facades sometimes in order to survive. It's so funny and heartbreaking. It's really addictive, I think.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yeah, as a child, it was Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I drove my teacher mad because at some point I identified so much with Harry Potter that I wrote at the top of my exams and tests the name Harry Potter instead of my own name. And the other pupils suddenly started to put their favorite characters also at the top of the exams, and she was so annoyed that she had to call in my mother to complain about it. And nowadays I would say Till Eulenspiegel in Till by Daniel Kehlmann.
Okay.
I mean, he's more of an anti-hero,
yeah,
but he's such a fascinating ambivalent character who has made performing and the art of illusion a way of survival for him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's a fascinating anti-hero, I think.
Okay. What is your favorite German movie?
Der Wald vor lauter Bäumen, The Forest for the Trees by Maren Ade.
All right.
Is really at the top of my list because it's just so funny and depressing and heartbreaking at the same time. And it's so specific in depicting a German atmosphere and so uncomfortable sometimes that it's like a horror film. I have to look away.
Okay.
And yeah, same goes for a casting by Nicolas Wackerbart.
Mm-hmm.
It's so precise that it's painful. And I also love Oh Boy by Jan Ole Gerster because it's such a great mixture of melancholy and humor.
Okay. What is the next, possibly German, but doesn't have to be, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
In Germany, I would say it's Roter Himmel by Christian Petzold.
Yeah.
And internationally, it's Poor Things by Yorgos Lanthimos.
Okay. Good choices. Which German upcoming or maybe already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Okay, so I'm going to name a few.
Go ahead.
It's Sebastian Jakob Doppelbauer, Nikolai Gemel, Susanne Dorothea Schneider, Pauline Werner, Julius Forster, Valentin Richter, Nils Rovira Munoz, Isabel von Stauffenberg, Amel Schwerk and Pascal Audus.
Okay.
The ensemble cast of my film Letzter Abend, but they are so talented and such a joy to work with. Mm-hmm. I think we should watch out for them.
All right. Will do. Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I think that I like that I can get very inspired and excited about things creatively, and then that I can also maybe inspire or excite or encourage other people and to get them together for creative endeavor.
Okay. What do you dislike about yourself?
Procrastinating too much. Watching too many YouTube videos, for example.
I can relate to that. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Last week, there was the Berlinale. Mm-hmm. And there was a film in the morning on my last day that I really wanted to watch called Totem by Lila Aviles.
Mm-hmm.
And I overslept. And I was too late to watch it. And the next 2 hours I was thinking about how great it would be to sit in the cinema and watch this film that I've heard so many great things about.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Random encounters with friendly strangers, like in the supermarket or in a bakery or something, when like the seller or someone says something funny in an unexpected situation. Like I was once in an exhibition in London with friends, and we were just asking for the direction for a certain room. And the lady who was working there, she looked at us in a very considerate way and she said, "Well, I suggest you could go either way." And then she really in a detailed way described both directions to this room. And she was so friendly and considerate and precise and interested about that, that it added some sort of poetry to this really ordinary, mundane question. So yeah, situations like that, I really like that.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I don't have a general life motto, but there is this sentence by the screenwriter and producer James Seamus. He said, "Find solidarity in your anxiety." And he said that at a Berlinale Talents Masterclass some years ago. And what he meant by that was try to find your own people that you want to make films with and that share a certain view on the world with you.
Yeah, find your tribe.
Exactly, find your tribe.
Now we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you, but who knows? The answer will be interesting. Who would play you in a film or series about your life? Mm.
Yeah, it's a difficult question. I think I would say Tedros Teddy Teclebran. He's a genius German comedian and also a really great actor in dramatic roles, like he was in System Crasher by Nora Finkscheid. But he is so funny and he's so in the moment in his improvisations and so good at impersonating certain characteristics of people. So yeah, I'd just love to be maybe imitated or portrayed by him in some way.
Interpreted by him.
Exactly. If I can be so narcissistic to say that, yeah, then I would pick him.
That's not narcissistic at all. We asked.
Good.
All right, that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was very fun.
ShoreTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.